Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Distinguished guests, it's a great honor and privilege to address this esteemed gathering for the first time on behalf of my government. As I take the floor, I would like to extend my gratitude and commendation to High Commissioner Mr. Filippo Grandi and his representation office in Tanzania for the exemplary humanitarian efforts despite the financial constraints faced by the agency. Dear Madam Chairperson, the government of the United Republic of Tanzania reaffirms its unwavering commitment to upholding its international obligations by welcoming genuine asylum seekers, ensuring their protection and finding their durable solutions. Currently, Tanzania hosts over 240,000 refugees, mainly from the Republic of Burundi and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In collaboration with the UNHCR country office in Tanzania and other stakeholders, we have successfully managed to find durable solutions for over 17,283 refugees in the course of this year alone. That's from January to 30th September 2024. Among them, 12,717 were assisted in voluntary returning to their countries of origin, and 4,566 were resettled in third countries. We extend our gratitude to all countries that have opened their doors to resettle refugees currently hosted in Tanzania. Additionally, we sincerely thank all stakeholders supporting the ongoing voluntary repatriation of Burundian refugees, particularly in improving conditions in the return areas in Burundi. Chairperson, despite our achievement in finding durable solutions for refugees, Tanzania's refugee operations face significant financial challenges, particularly impacting healthcare services and education. We underscore the necessity of international solidarity in providing these essential services and request prioritizing Tanzania in budget allocations. Our long-standing history of hosting refugees has led to considerable security impacts, including environmental degradation, highlighting the urgency of this support. The current administration in Tanzania has been a prominent promoter for clean cooking energy programs in the country. The government has committed to increase access to clean cooking energy with the goal of reducing dependence on biomass such as firewood and charcoal. The effort has not left the refugee behind. Currently, we have transitioned from utilizing firewood as centers that cooking for over 100 people in refugee designated areas, for which we thank all stakeholders who supported us. As we are moving, therefore, to the household level, we need more support to promote the use of clean energy sources such as liquid petroleum gas and the bio-briquettes to minimize deforestation and combat climate change in areas surrounding the refugees camp. Madam Chairperson, I would like also to take this opportunity to inform you of our intention to conduct comprehensive interviews with all Burundian refugees residing in Tanzania by the year 2025. This initiative aims to identify and implement durable solutions based on the insights gathered from these interviews. Our concern for the well-being of Burundian refugees is profound, given our long-standing historical ties with Burundi. It is disheartening to observe that successive generations of Burundian refugees continue to live as refugees, almost as if it has become a hereditary condition. We believe that through collaborative efforts, we can address this issue more effectively and provide durable solutions for these individuals. We earnestly seek your support and cooperation in this endeavor. Our planned comprehensive interviews will be conducted with utmost transparency and inclusivity. We will ensure that the UNHCR and all relevant stakeholders are fully involved at every stage of this process. This participatory approach aims to develop durable solutions that are informed by the voices and experiences of the refugees themselves. Chairperson, in concluding my remarks, on behalf of the government of the United Republic of Tanzania, again, I would like to extend our gratitude to all stakeholders who have stood by Tanzania in ensuring that refugees receive all necessary services despite the financial challenges facing humanitarian efforts assistance field. As we discuss and devise various stages to support refugees, if these efforts do not go hand in hand with addressing the root causes of forced displacement and investing in conflict prevention, our work will be in vain, and the refugee problem will continue to escalate and potentially worsen. I thank you for your kind attention.